episode 76. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. The memento behavioral pattern allows you to save and later restore the state of an object even without full access to all properties. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code live class? Text PROGRAM to the short number 44222 and you'll be on your way. The basic description says that this pattern lets you obtain an object's internal state to an external object without violating encapsulation and then use the external object to restore the state back to what it was. This is one of those scenarios where it's not immediately obvious why it's needed. I'm going to use an example of a car engine to explain this design pattern. What methods and properties would a car engine class need? The methods start and stop come to mind, as well as a property for how much fuel is being provided. This should be good enough to get started. Start and stop are simple and don't need any parameters. We can say that even if no fuel is being provided, that the engine will still draw a certain minimum amount. Otherwise, if you call start, the engine would die right away without fuel. Sure, we could work around this, but I'm going to keep this simple. The fuel property can be a number from 0 to 100 representing a percentage from no additional fuel beyond the minimum to some maximum rate. We should be able to get and set this property. As it is now, it seems like we have everything we need. We can even add another property called isRunning that would be read-only just so we don't have to remember ourselves if start was called or not. With these methods and properties, we should have enough to be able to save the current state of the engine so we can put it back at some point, right? Episode 72 describes the command pattern that lets you implement an undo-redo feature. Maybe we have commands for manipulating the engine state and want the commands to be able to be undone. We start out with a command to start the engine. No problem here. Then the user decides to read an email for a while before coming back to the application that's controlling the engine. Maybe this is an engine simulator or something. Anyway, the user decides to increase the fuel to make the engine run a little faster, then reads another email. Coming back to the application, the user decides to undo the last command and go back to the moment when the fuel was increased. This seems like it's also no problem, right? Just put the fuel percentage back, and the command can even remember what it was before it was changed. If that's all there was to the simulator, then yes, this would not need the memento pattern. I'm going to introduce another property now that's very important for an engine simulator, and that's temperature. As an engine runs, it gradually gets hotter until other systems start working to control the temperature. It makes sense to allow code outside of the engine to be able to change the fuel amount, but does it make sense to also allow outside code to change the temperature? Read the temperature, yes, but change it? I don't think so. This is a problem for our undo feature because we now have a property that is beyond its ability to put back. We can restore the fuel level, but the temperature will still reflect a higher amount due to the engine having been running all this time while the user was reading email. What we need is a way to restore everything, including the temperature, and we need to be able to do this without breaking our careful design. Remember that we really don't want other code to change the temperature for valid reasons. I'll explain how to do this right after this message from our sponsor. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to the number 44222 now. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already, and these are focused on results. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. The way to get around this is to enlist the help of the engine class by writing some more code that implements the memento pattern. We can make use of the fact that the engine class itself is allowed to change the temperature, and we can still honor the design decisions that prevent any other code from changing the temperature. All we have to do is ask the engine class for its state in the form of another class that only the engine class will have full access to. Our code can ask for the state as part of setting the command that increased the fuel amount in the first place. Even though the application code cannot do anything with the state object, it can save it. This state object is called the memento because it remembers the state. We just need a couple methods in the engine class to create a memento and to set a memento. What makes up the memento? Well, that's up to the engine class. The memento is just another class with private data members so that no other code can access or change it in any way. The memento class just needs to grant the engine class sole access to the data. The application can ask for a memento, and the engine class can feel safe in storing all its private data inside the memento because it knows that it will be the only class that can ever gain access to the data again. The application then just saves the memento as a black box. The term black box just means that whatever's inside is off limits and unknown. What will the application do with the memento after it's been saved? Maybe nothing. It's very possible that the memento will never be used. If it is used, as when the user decides to undo the last command, then the application can give it back to the engine by calling the setMemento method. Whenever a memento is set back to the original object that created it, then that object can put all of its internal state back the way it was. We did all of this without ever needing to break our design and allow code to be able to change the engine temperature directly. You can use the memento pattern either on its own or together with the command pattern. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.